No regrets, you know, as I said, people then ask you, you know, would you do it again? The answer is no, but that doesn't mean we've got any regrets. The only regret we've got is probably not moving things on quite as quickly as we'd have liked. That's due to sort of the economic climate and time, really. But yeah, 5 years is in a way, it's flown, but then in another way, it feels like we've been here forever, to be honest.
And the club unrecognisable from the one you took over now?
Yeah, there's a lot more cohesion here, and everybody, you know, it feels part of Boston United before, whereas really, you know, a lot of the elements were in place but weren't functioning properly, and were functioning individually, whereas now we've managed to pull everything together. Everybody understands what we're trying to achieve as a club as a whole, and, you know, it's definitely moving in the right direction.
And you mentioned as well a lot about the community side, and you were named Community Club of the Year, and it's still a very, very big part of what you do.
Yeah, it is. It's important to us. You know, we want to be at the heart of the community. We're keen to use the Boston United brand to engage with as many people as we can, and we've got some great projects. You know, we've got a Positive Pilgrims, which you heard tonight, you know, one of the guys on that, you know, the people with mental health issues, and it has, you know, changed their lives. You know, that's not, you know, overstating it, and that's what we can do at the club, and that's what we want to do more of. But as I explained also, is, you know, it's not an ideological thing, it is the thing that underpins the finances of the club as well. You know, it puts at the heart of the community, but also brings the finances in, so, you know, it is really important to us.
Yeah, I suppose if you got judged on your community work, you know, you'd be like top of the table, but you're judged on your position in the table in the league, aren't you?
Yeah, and obviously we discussed tonight, you know, that, you know, last season was not satisfactory for any of us, you know, Jason or me. You know, what we've got to do is turn that round. We did get to the point where we thought we were going to win every game under Rob and Paul, you know, when we're on a roll, and that's where we want to get back to. It's not easy, we haven't got a right to do anything, you know, it's going to come down to a lot of hard work. You know, we've had to cut the budget this year just because, you know, that's where we are again. And, you know, so that's going to make the job, you know, twice as hard, really. But we're determined to do that. You know, we want to do everything as well as we can at the club, and that includes on the pitch. I think people think, you know, because I'm a bit quiet, I lack a lot of passion, and I can assure you I don't. You know, I think, you know, there's no point in kicking off a football game if you don't want to win it. There's certainly no point in kicking off a season if you don't want to get promoted. And, you know, and our stated aim is we want to get promoted. It's going to be a big ask. There's going to be some big clubs in there this year, but, you know, we're going to give it a real go.
And you stuck with Jason, which was a decision you made. I mean, there's division amongst the fans, I think you've acknowledged that, but you've seen enough, you believe that he couldn't do a job for you.
Yeah, I think if we'd have changed Jason, I think that would have probably been five managers in five seasons, you know, and that is not good. You know, we don't want that. We want continuity. You know, we wanted Rob and Paul to stay. They had the opportunity, they left and moved up. As I said tonight, the easy option would have been to change Jason. You know, it's dead easy, isn't it? You know, we haven't done very well. You know, it wasn't disastrous, but, you know, mid-table was not what we wanted, and we could have... We could have got rid, but that's like, you know, there's a danger you throw the baby out with the bathwater as well, you know, because you've got to replace him with somebody better. And what we have done, you know, is looked at how Jason has responded to being a manager over that first season, you know, and, you know, he has grown and changed and understood his role better. I'm a great one for giving people an opportunity, and, you know, I think he did enough to give himself another season, but he also knows, you know, he's got to deliver, because that's what the whole game's about.
And just while the ground always comes up, there's not a great deal for you to say, and I know people desperately want to hear something about it, but you're just not in a position to say anything yet.
No, I desperately want to say something about it, but no, we're not. You know, we are working hard on it. You know, it is a big priority for us. It does take quite a bit of a time, but in the current climate, we just can't pull things together. Take two steps forward, you know, one back, and sometimes two back again, you know, and that's the development world generally. But when you're in this current economic climate, and some of the bigger companies, PLCs we're talking to, they keep changing their strategy, and, you know, they're not sure whether to invest or not in the town, you know, then we've not been able to pull it together, which has been very frustrating, and is something that we're looking to resolve as soon as we can. I did say, you know, we were minded that we might move forward with the planning application anyway, even though we can't quite make it work. We'd have to explain to the fans that that's all it would be, a planning application at that stage. But again, that's a very lengthy and expensive process that we don't really want to embark unless we know we can deliver. So what we've always tried to do is sort of under-promise and over-deliver at the club, and that's what we want to do on the stadium. So we don't really want to move forward on that basis, although we haven't ruled it out. But what we do want to do is deliver a new stadium desperately.